This is Passport to Texas. Nearly 40 years ago, Texas Parks and Wildlife began stocking smallmouth bass in the streams and reservoirs in the Edwards Plateau region to improve hill country angling opportunities. The unforeseen result, the fish hybridized with the native Guadalupe bass known only to those waters, threatening to displace the state fish of Texas.
It's got its problems and its challenges.
Dr. Gary Garrett says the plight of the species goes beyond hybridization. Inadequate land management caused changes to Guadalupe bass habitat, and that also exacted a toll. Over the past 20 years, fisheries research biologists like Garrett, who heads up the Watershed Conservation Program for the agency, landowners, and others have worked together to help improve land and conserve Guadalupe bass habitat using an ecosystem approach.
The help is everything from restoring grasslands on the uplands, helping to restore and preserve good riparian habitat, reducing erosion, keeping sediment flows properly balanced within the streams, good water quality, good water quantity. You don't just stock more fish and they're happier and everything's cool. You do all of these things together to make a solid, sound, healthy ecosystem, and everything flourishes within it, especially our state fish.
The Wildlife and Sport Fish Restoration Program supports our series. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.